And here we are.
Oh boy. So today I have the privilege of sharing. But before I get started, I want to pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we come before you. Lord, I just pray that as I present today, that you will help me present it, Lord, in a way that pleases you. That hears the ears that need to hear it. And touches the hearts, Lord, and strengthens them, Lord, to come closer to you. I pray, Lord, that I'm able to be used that way. So, Lord, if you would, please be here with us and guide me, direct me, and open our eyes and our hearts. I thank you in Jesus' name, amen. So today we're doing Joshua 1, and I'm actually going to read this to you guys so we can get this thing, we can get this going here. So... Huh? No, there's no slides. I'm just reading today. Okay. Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Now it came after the death of Moses, the servant of Adonai, that Adonai spoke to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' aide, saying, "My servant Moses is dead, so now arise, you and all these people, cross over this Jordan to the land that I am giving to them, to Bnei Israel. Every place on which the sole of your feet treads, I am giving to you as I spoke to Moses." It's a promise. "From the wilderness and this Lebanon to the great river, the Euphrates River, all the land of the Hittites to the great sea towards the setting of the sun will be your territory. No one will be able to stand before you all the days of your life. Just as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not fail you or forsake you." Shazak, be strong. Kazak. I love you guys. "Be strong, for you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their fathers to give to them. Only be very strong and resolute to observe diligently the Torah which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, so you may be successful wherever you go. This book of the Torah should not depart from your mouth. You are to meditate on it day and night so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. For then you will make your ways prosperous and then you will be successful. I have not commanded you, Kazak, be strong. Do not be terrified or dismayed, for Adonai your God is with you wherever you go." Then Joshua commanded the officials of the people, saying, "Go through the camp and charge the people, saying, prepare provisions, for within 3 days you will be crossing over this Jordan to go into possess the land which Adonai your God is giving you to possess it." Then Joshua spoke to the Reubenites, Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh, saying, "Remember the word that Moses, the servant of Adonai, commanded you, saying, Adonai, your God has given you to rest and has assigned to you this land. Your wives, your little ones, and their cattle will remain in the land which Moses gave you beyond the Jordan, but you will cross over before your brothers, armed all the mighty men of valor, and will help them. Until Adonai gives you, brothers, your brothers, rest as he has given you, and they also possess the land that Adonai your God is giving them. Then you will return to the land, your inheritance, and possess what Moses, the servant of Adonai, gave you beyond the Jordan towards the sunrise." Then they answered Joshua, saying, "All that you have commanded us, we will do, and wherever you send us, we will go. Just as we obeyed Moses in all these, we will obey you. Only may Adonai your God be with you as he was with Moses. Whoever rebels against your command and does not obey your words and all that you command him, he will be put to death. Only be strong and courageous. So these are promises that are kept. So God has given Joshua, he passed the baton. Amen. And so he had handed it over to Joshua. And Joshua took this seriously. So even when he was in the desert along with Moses, he knew for a fact that they were going to cross over, that they were going to possess the land. There was no doubt. So the Lord basically just is telling us here that he has basically taken what he knew in his heart, and God has given it to him because he knew he would be obedient, and he would follow through with it. So God is basically showing us that he will follow through. So during Joshua's life, he knew that he would meet the promised land. Also that the Lord, when he spoke, he was direct, and that he would possess the land with them. And he told, this was cool. Also he said that no man would come before him, you know, all the days of his life. So there's a promise throughout his life that he was going to be, that the Lord is going to be with him all the days of his life. And so Joshua knew this, and he ran with it. And it was just, it's just a wonderful, it's wonderful to know that, because not only does he tell Joshua that, but also we're reminded that he's with us as well. You know, and we need to act like that. He said, when he told Joshua, do not turn from your right or your left, and that you may prosper wherever you go. The Lord is telling him to stay on course. Amen. And you will succeed.
Amen.
So why do you think he tells Joshua at least four times to be strong and courageous? Do you think every command he had to be reminded that Yahweh is with him? You know, it's like we're the same way. Every time we face something, we meet a battle, we meet a crisis, we're told, don't worry about it. God's got this, you know? And we need to act like it. So towards the end of this chapter, we see that Joshua's army is in agreement with him, and they do as he commanded willingly. But also too, are we those kind of people? Are we doing exactly what God is telling us to do? In this book right here, we're told that he's with us to go out and make disciples. Are we doing those things? Are we actually taking our brothers and sisters and encouraging them? You know, and this was a book of encouragement. It's promises being fulfilled, you know, and sought through. Being strong and courageous isn't about many battles we have fought and won. It's about trusting God, trusting that God is with us, and then acting like it. Amen. That's how God instructs Israel to turn to the land of Canaan, into his kingdom. This is also how Jesus tells us that this is how his kingdom advances on the earth. He sends out his disciples to the ends of the earth to baptize and teach all the nations of the earth to obey him. He reminds them that he will be with them always, even to the end of the ages. The thing is, do we believe that? Do you believe that? And this is a question I have for every one of us, myself. As I was reading this, I'm reminding myself, Ken, do you believe this? Is this something you stand on? Is this something that, when the Lord says he will protect you, he'll be with you always, do you honestly believe that?
Yes.
Even when we're under attack, you know? And this is, the Lord, even when we're under attack, he wants us to run into the battle. He wants us to fight for what we love and for who we love and for our church and for our nation, for the little ones that are unborn. He's telling us, don't give up.
Amen.
Because you will, if you stay on course, you will meet the mark. And that's what I got from this. Thank you.